Okay. Goedemorgen, everybody. What are the title of tonight's year? Why are milk and cheese kosher? Clarifying. I'm not really going to be talking about halakha itself. Expected that. It's not, you know, it's not a shiur about halakha itself. It's general. It touches a little bit on the question of why milk and cheese kosher altogether. It emerges from possible said to this morning, Parsha Shmos, where the Torah says in the first verse, Parsha Gimel, I'm going to come out to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. The land of Israel is described here for the first time, several times, but described here as Eretz Zavat Cholav Udvat, right, the land that flows in milk and honey, and the Kama Kanani, the Chiti, the Lord, the Chiti, the Chiti, the Chiti, the Chiti, they should live there and so on. So the Torah describes Eretz Yisrael, one of the phrases of Eretz Yisrael, so later that has Cholav Udvat. Okay, so it was, as we'll see shortly, we hear that milk is something that's kosher. Why would it not be kosher? So why is the hot pot of milk that is not kosher? It is. We turn to a pasuk in Parshas where A, Chumash Pasuk, Chumash Dvarim, very good base, Pasuk HaKimu. It says, Ra Chazak Roti Acho Hadam, is a prohibition to eat blood. We're not like blood, that's what we spoke of eating on. Ki Adam Hu Hanafesh, okay, because Dam somehow represents the life flow, soul of the creature. But also Hanafesh Hanafasar. You can't eat the Nefesh together with Basar. The Rashi comments there in Parshas Reish, because there aren't very good notes to base Paskin, or Sorsky. The Losa Hanafesh Basar, Azhara Le Avram in Hakai. That's the one in the footage for a prohibition called Avram in Hakai, to eat the product or a limb from an animal. The animal is still living. The animal is alive or well, you cut off the limb. But if the animal is alive, it's not the chef, it's not dead. That's what it's called, Abram in Hakai. Rashi, of course, did not fabricate this. It's a sugya in Masechet Kulin, about Kuf Beit in the house, source 4. But the Gemara says, Hanan Ami Hafi, Abram in Hakai, no gear, but the Hakai of Oak, they fair be Dora. This is a machlokes exactly which types of creatures Abram in Hakai pertain to, according to the first opinion. Domesticated animals, non-domesticated animals, birds, bein tmeh, bein tora, whether non-kosher birds, kosher birds, shenemar, this book, rach kazak, l'ruti achol adam, kol shetam atzol adama, atzol atzol ivara, kol shiyat atzol atzol adama, iyat atzol atzol ivara, dira belezer, the hakaro ame erlik, the tahorin, the isogay min achai, is owned by kosher animals, not kosher animals either anyway. So there's no independent isogay min achai. By non-kosher animals, shenemar lo zocha nefesh, rebo zar, ala basar lechudeh, talking, you're not allowed to eat the nefesh with the basar, but the basar, it's so much that we could eat the basar, and the healer, okay, technical, my focus, and Rebbeir says, hey, my heart, I look at the hand of the heart, but Lamaisa, what comes out is, you know, we have an issue here called Erev Nachai. We realize that Erev Nachai is also one of the Shemar and Mitzvahs Bnei Noah, right? That's one of the things even Bnei Noah are obliged to observe. But again, we understand that all of the Shemitah they know applies to us based on Sukkot that appear after Matos Torah. So this is the source for Eim Rachai in the Pasuk in Parshat Re. Now, there's a similar issue to Eim Rachai, which may be learned from a different Pasuk, which I think is in Torah 6, the Pasuk in Parshat. Something I have to ask you here, a little quote, that the Pasuk in Mishpat and Shmos Parakot, the Pasuk in Lamech, says, for the sake of the Anche Kodesh and Lee, meat that is lying out in the field, which is tray, now that eat. Now, the modern Yiddish, you know, the flying tray is referred to anything not kosher, it's called tray. As a kid, not the kosher is tray. The trefa has a technical, really, its origin has a technical interpretation. Trefa literally means when an animal, a part of the animal is yanked off or torn off by another animal. We had a few weeks ago, Yosef was attacked by and killed by wild animals. Harov, Torah, Yosef, a trefa. Again, the trefa means an animal that has some type of damage to it, physical damage. In fact, it could even be internal damage. There's an effect, including the parasitic, which is a little bit of internal damage an animal I have. Meaning we're talking about a kosher animal, even if it's a shackle problem. That's why the have to inspect the animal. A lot of times you see a shokhet in first word, shin vav day, shokhet to bodek. The job not only to check the animal, but he has no effort to inspect the animal. And that's the whole issue with God, you know, the different types of lesions and certain types of internal damage are not considered a lot to be a problem, others are. Even today, when they check an animal and push a slaughterhouse, there's a certain percentage are found to be traitorous because they have some kind of internal damage, which makes it not kosher. But in any event, that's the pasuk. That is a very important part. So the same sugya kula, before we're looking at the kufayis of Allah, that same sugya kula on kufayis of faith, so it's heaven. The Gemara there says, Amar Yochanan lo socha nefeshim habosar, that's the pasuk for A. Back in so two, de Eivim and Achai, ubosar, but the traitor lo socha, de bosar min Achai. There's two different dinim. Eivim is a limb. Okay, so there's a din of Eivim and Achai, but there's also a din of Basar and Achai. It's also Usher, okay, and also Basar and Achai. So that's the other thing. That's the Pasuk of Basar and Achai. They're Basar and Achai and Basar and Achai. Shemalakish, Mishalakish says, also, I don't know if it's the Eivim and Achai with Basar and Achai. He learns out Achai and Basar and Achai from the same Pasuk of Parashat Be'ev. And the Pasuk of Parashat Be'ev is from Basar and Achai. Okay, again, it's affecting my focus. And there are enough communities. What if you ate both? Are you over two things and so on? So we'll ask, you know, again, we don't need to go into all of those details there in Masechet Kulin. No matter how many Isurim or which Isurim you're over on, etc. So let's see. So Abram, okay, let's take a look. Rashi says, look at 8. Okay, Rashi there in Kul the Kufayis and Beis says, "Losokam nefesh ima v'asar zeim rachai." The eiver chayim akrinas nefesh miachtechenu eino sechalit. So Yashuv O. Okay, basically a limb. If you cut off a limb, it's not going to regenerate. It's not going to grow back. Okay, it's done. Okay, like nefesh in the tool shein achazer. If you take a life, you can't grow back. Okay, but bosar v'asada. Okay, bosar flesh can regenerate. This type of thing can regenerate. Okay, I don't know, today they can probably find ways to generate it still, but again, naturally, okay, so it's a question of exactly how you, how many Yisurim you can be over, which Yisurim you're over, and that's a sort of cool way to say. What's relevant to us is basically the following, okay? So the Rambam tells us, Hilchot Machalot Asur, Paradal Alach HaYud, V'chein HaKot Tzayin, וכן החותך בוסר מן החיים, הטהורים, הרי אותו בוסר טרייף, אבל חום על הכזאי, את בוקם שהוא אוכל טרייף. He said, you cut off meat from the living animal. Okay, cut off flesh from the living animal. The animal remains alive. He walked away, lived away, whatever. Okay, that meat is called a trait, so therefore you get malchus for eating trait. Trait bosses, them in the hamish, so mishka, and the low mace. It's just a meat from an animal that's supposed to check it. So who cares, says Rashi, says the Rambam, explaining the Torah behind it. It was the meat was torn off. We found a piece of animal meat lying in the field. It was torn apart by another animal, a lion attacked it, or whatever. Okay, what's the difference whether it was torn apart by another animal or torn apart by a person, right? Mali chokra b'sakim, mali chokra b'sakim, cut off a little bit, it covers a lot of it, it doesn't make a difference. That's both of a sort of straker, and therefore that's awesome. Okay, and the Magid Mishnah there, in Paragal of the Yudin, so essentially that's just a little bit off space, space. But according to B'yokha, L'osof HaRavish, L'osof HaRavish, L'osof HaRavish, and Boss was so safe, that's Boss in Achai and Boss in Achai. So the Rambam gives you the reason. That's the Rambam in Parak Dal of Hilchot Machalot Asur Alav Yud. Parak Hay, the next Parak, verse 11, Parak Hay Alav Aleph, the Rambam writes, the Pia Shmuel on good part of our first world say is, Zeshenem, Shazeshenem, Abbasor, Losoch, Arabic, Losoch, Lissi, or Eber, Shenechtef, Min Achai. Now he says, Alav in Achai, who over Noah, it's one of the mitzvahs, they Noah as well. Okay, but again, we have it later on in the Chumash, and Alav Hadeh, here's where the Rambam goes into the details. Echad Eiver, Sheesh Bo Bosar, Begidin Vatamot. Okay, Eiver is defined as having flesh and Gidin, sinews, and Atamot. Go Hayaz, Arekav. You cut off the animal's leg, you cut off its arm. Okay, that's called Eiver. And Echad Eiver, Sheesh Bo Etim. Or if you have an Eiver that has no bones, you go Halosh on the tongue. But basically, the testicles are cold, are cold, you know, kidneys. And these types of things, if you cut it out, it doesn't have bones there. Okay, Elisha Eber, Sheimbo Etzem, Ben Shechot, Halach is different. But Eber, it doesn't matter whether it's part of it, all of it, you cut the whole thing, it's Eber Achai. And Eber says, Po'etem, Eno Chai, Velo Mishmer Achai, Achivus Kriyoto. You have to cut the whole thing off. Okay, again, it's the technical difference between Eber Achai and Bosom Achai. The Magid Mishnah there, okay, and the Rambam refers to what he said. Avalin Pirish Benachai Abosta Bilvat, the third line there, about the phase 11. Avalin Pirish Benachai Abosta Bilvat, then Chayav Olam Mishum Treifa, Kimosha Biyarna, referring to the previous book, Paragal, if it's just the flesh, then the Rambam says that Bosta Benachai is an extension of Treifa, based on the Sikhul Biyarna. That's what the Magid Mishnah explains, okay. He says, okay, you read the Magid Mishnah 12, says that the okay, that's everybody agrees. And even if it doesn't have a bone, but he mentions the chilukim at the end, look at the last few lines. Okay, that's it's considered an Eber Achai anyway, even if it's not exactly what we call an Eber. Okay, that's an important thing to bear in mind, because now we're going to come to the discussion of milk. All that is background. What emerges from all of this is that anything that comes out of an animal, that's true. But right now, just looking at things very generally, we assume that anything that comes out of a living animal, you know how I eat. They see the Eber Achai, Spos Achai, the natural differences, and so on. And that's what says in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodeus and in Talmud Beis Yisalav, Eber Achai, Osir, whatever it is, though, it seems that it's also. So based on that, one can raise the question, so what's the very stuff? It also comes out of the animal, and it's still alive. Why is it different, let's say, to take the kidney out, or other types of, yeah. And do the same thing, what? Because? Right? Okay. The question is, can we eat it? The question is, can we eat it? It's supposed to, I hear it. Okay.
You can't say.
Okay, good. But yes, the Gemara has the following question. You're right. I'll be cautious. Now, if you take a look in source 14, the Gemara in Bukhara is above the thing. The Gemara says, and the Gemara has a number of. The sugi over there is talking about milk from a non-kosher animal, but the Gemara says, it's Sarah Salkas Aita Hami. The Gemara has a Havami. Hold the Lekka Midi to Osim Echai Vishayarachona. There is nothing, Lemaisa, that comes out of, that we see, that comes out of a living animal that the Torah permits. Okay? The High Cholok Ki Eivon Achai Vishayar, yet milk is like Eivon Achai. Now, by your point, well taken, it doesn't say it is, it's a little, but it says like Eivon Achai, it's Luther. The Hilchos with the Hamitzrayalistic Mashon. The matter of course, milk obviously is an exception. Okay, so the matter of course, an exception, maybe it's even most of it comes from a non-kosher. Now, that's what you hear in Mechorah. So maybe milk would even be permissible as an exception to begin with. Right? The fact that milk is mother goes against, the fact that milk is mother goes against the usual apparent rule that something which emerges from an animal, from even a kosher animal, when it comes out of an animal is usher. Milk is an obvious extension. The Gemara thinks that maybe it should be the same thing even if it comes to another kosher animal. That's not true. But then the Gemara is, one second. So, v'chalav the behemoth arm and all the shor. How do we not know? How do we know? I mean, how do we know that milk from a kosher animal is permissible? So, maybe it's not permissible. Right. So, the Gemara says, one of the answers is, he said, well, how the Arapos look in this morning says it. Eret zavas chalav udvash. Below the shore, the stomach on problem, maybe the fuzzy. Would the Torah praise Eretz Yisrael as a land being a land that flows with milk? Honey, if milk were not edible, that's a great shema. Okay, in other words, that's honey, but that's a chol. All of God. I said milk and honey. We're talking about milk. Anyway, the same Gemara. So we're talking here about milk tonight. So again, the Gemara says that the pasuk would not have used milk as an example of something that the shracher to show something like great. Oh, good, I'm taking a lot of milk. I now eat the milk. You know, what's the big shara? So when Gershon there on the page in Chorus on the page says in 15, he starts off with that. I mean, akati chiddushu. Okay, but it ends. But here's the point: it's still a chiddush. Why? Hold the lekamidi the also mechayed the shara because the general rule. Something which comes from a living creature is not permissible. The high cholav ki everyone achai who is like everyone. Sorry, I know chiddush. Hilchah afil behemoth man not mishul haki tzrifah. That's just a snow that is always from a kosher animal, not from a non-kosher animal. So the achronim above it, okay, and as the only Barry was saying, so let's see. So the truth of the matter is, so looking at the note of Yehuda in 4:16, he has the shuva madur tinyana chelak erdei tzivan lamed above. He says, because the Gemara, it's interesting. You know, whenever the Gemara has several answers to a question, it means it's not as obvious. The Gemara quoted several psukim to show that milk is okay. This is one of them. I just mentioned this one. It's in our Sedra, the Parsha Shmos. But the Gemara has a number of different things, and the Rabbi Huda explains. He says, how many that milk is usur, okay, he says a little bit difficult, because you know, what exactly is the lav? He says, it's not Abram and Achai. Okay, you can't really quote, sorry, as we said it before, it's hard to quote Abram Achai. And he says, look on the third line there, 16, Halo Cholav Azeh, Lo Shachbo, Lo Socha Nefesh, Kma Basar. None of the two psukim we mentioned earlier really fit with milk, right? So as hard as Achai, Lo Shachbo Basar, so the trade follows, the two psukim, Lo Socha Nefesh, Kma Basar, the Pasuk in A, and Basar, so the trade follows the Pasuk in Mishpat, and we have the first trade, so 3 and the 6, which is Gemara itself, but none of them really match up with milk. It's different. Okay? He says, Shacholog ain't a low apron below muscle. Milk is neither a lin nor is it meat. I mean, it doesn't fit the. So, Achain Amro, that's why they said, Ki Abram and Achai. Right? That was the lesson of the Gershon. Ki, the law of Abram and Achai Mamet. Avala Isis, who becomes the Ahadam, the Shum, the Law Ashraf. What's the issue then? Well, it's like Abram and Achai. What's the issue? So again, you have to come back with the Gemara says. Mishum lo ashkecha, we don't find anything else. The osim in hachai, the mutter, kovdim zricha, before it was shechted. We don't find any part of an animal that's allowed to eat. Okay, eggs by fowls, obviously, that's poultry. Hello?
As a basic.
You have to shecht it separately, right? You have to shecht it, right? Depend for food. Yeah, okay, depend for food, we go to shecht. Okay, that's an obvious. But all depends on who you're shechting the mother too. So that's an interesting question. But that's what Mark says. That's what Rabbi says. The Ashman, the Ashman Chai, the Mutter, Puerto Rico, the Sivir, the Vasa, the Chalto, the Yesh, Paul, Israel, Shem, Israel, I know Israel State. He says this is in the category of Israel State because the Torah says there's a Vasa, the Chalto, you should shech the animal then eat it, implying that if you eat something without shechting, it's full Israel State. We keep the egg also in two places discusses it. Again, you see they're bothered because it doesn't fit exactly in Abram and Achai. Right? That's what Yehuda says, ultimately, it's not Abram and Achai, it's not plus Abram and Achai. It's similar enough. Right. Doesn't say it, yeah? So that's why the Yehuda says you've got to come back to the Gemara. Says, you just don't find anything else that comes out, you know? The Kiva Eger says in the Tshuva Madura Tinyana Sinkup Yudet, okay, he's bothered by this. All sequels. We've shown him, and he says again, you know, Abram and Achai is only by Basar, okay? And milk, he says, strange thing. I mean, we usually think of milk and meat as kind of being opposite. Kibbeh Eger says it comes to a funny conclusion. Milk is a form of Basar and Achai. Milk is a form of meat. That's like, you know, still strange to say that. The Hachala Badal of Basar, okay? So he says, on his site, he says, maybe Hainir is called the steer. Steer is like, you know, lit juices or gravy that emerge from the meat or, you know, it's some type of a liquid that oozes out of a thing. Maybe it's in that curve. It's steer, tomato, treacle, also. Who has even told steer, sir? Maybe that rather the chol of litzim is being steer, Abram and Achai. In other words, it's not really Abram and Achai. Which comes, the form of, right. Gemara says, Dom, Abram and Achai. So that's what he suggests, okay? But he says that there's no malchus here to say. And he says the same thing, a similar thing in his commentary to Chulin Tarechet Peis, Hashem Chosef Rashbah. Okay, he also says, he refers to what he said elsewhere, it's a chiddush, it's not exactly Abram and Achai, it's not really Boston and Achai, but being changed, that's why I have to say that milk, you know, should be a form of Boston and Achai, not really Boston, similar type of the otherwise, milk, he says at the end there, 18, is otherwise Cholov and Basil have to call Minu Mina. That's the both forms of the form Basil. Smechet Kenech also writes in the top of base, it's the top of base in Ozayin. He says, In Cain, Epshalom and Nehid, they have a high lecker, which Lema came along and said, I'll call upon him, but I say there's a master over. He can say, Shena Zuch, I'll came through, the hot there, Cholom and Koma, this is a different thing. This is an history of an animal with Shena Zuch. So what he's getting at, and the Kibbeh also mentioned, is something called Yotzim in Ha'asim. Yotzim in Ha'asim. It is an issue to eat anything that somebody, we're not allowed to drink the milk of a non-kosher animal, because it's called Yotzim in Ha'asim. It's a byproduct of something that's awesome. Okay? In other words, anything which emerges in the non-kosher is also non-kosher. Maybe eggs in the non-kosher bird. Okay, so that's called yolk. Yolk, I mean, also. Okay, so we have an American question, different shear. Well, the answer is because the bee doesn't make the honey. It's different, exactly. So, but it's a good question. The question comes up. So, but that's called yolk, I mean, also. So the Mrs. Kinnock here says the yolk, so right now, the mother animal, the cow, is still alive. So therefore, the milk that comes out, because it's perhaps it's yotzim in ha'osir, right? You're getting all this stuff of the eparachayim, parachayim, it's yotzim in ha'osir. Because right now, the milk, the mother is also right now, because it's Hashem, right? That's called an isser of eino zavua. The problem is, it's called an isser asay. In other words, there's an asay, there's a vachta v'chal, etc. But right now, the mother is not allowed to be in the current state. That's the question, though, whether yotzim in ha'osir works. The Rambam apparently would not say that. Okay, I think this is a side point, but the Rambam, Hilchos Machlokes, the source card, very well, the Gemara talks about human meat, the cannibalism, I say. I don't say anybody, but it says, you know, a human being is a creature, doesn't have the demon or a kosher animal, and so on. And the Rambam says, therefore, Ochon, Sar Adam, eat the human flesh, is not, you know, get malchus, but I will also whom I say. And this is what I say. Why? Because the Torah says, the following animals may be eaten. The list. The implication of that is, well, it's not a list, it's going to be a solid, and it's also, that's what we call Isser Aseh. An Isser Aseh. Well, so that's what Rabbi said. I don't want to agree, okay? People say it's a lie. But Rabbi says an Isser Aseh, and by the admission there, Yilfus Makalasur, Karakwezo, and Gimel, says that therefore, because in Isser Aseh, there's no problem. In other words, how do you have breast milk? How do you drink the milk of the mother? Right? We spoke about that one. How do you drink the milk of the mother? The Rambam says that's not called yolk of an osir because the isir is a lower level isir. It's only isir asay. So if you have something that's only isir asay, there's no din of yolk of an osir. So therefore, what we wanted to say before, the Rambam might not even get what we wanted to say before was that baby milk should be osir because right now the mother is osir. It's yolk of an osir. Right now the mother is only osir as an isir asay. It's a lapse of their falcon. If it's only an Isser Aseh, then there's no problem with Yotzim and all. So you got to come back to the other reason. Finally, I said, right, so that's the question right now, but it's not, but there's no Isser Aseh until we actually cut the egg raw. Right, so that's the question. So that's the harm of all that. Right now, there's no Isser Aseh in the mother picture. The Rechava, take a look. It's still going to be right at the 22. Rechava Watson and the Kovar Tzahar in the Nuntet, okay, talks about milk, okay. And he says, in 1 second, the issue is not take. Lamandarma behemoth chay lav leivarom edit. That's exactly that question. There's no issue even a high at that point because you haven't only issue even a high. Look at the fourth line. The issue chay eno el achar shenit l'shaver according to that book view. So therefore, milk right now, what should be the problem? Yotzei min ha'chai. There's no issue right now. So therefore, again, he also says you have to come back to the fact that it's that even though he says. Even though the chalos, the lumbish of Akira, says, the chalos is a chai, and basically that certainly says your point, because it really is for the mother is also now a chai. The only thing is, there's no issue the chalos, the issue of chai is only custody, but in terms of the global issue, it's already in effect. That's the Mahanas. Okay, bottom line, say that again? No, he's explaining that you could apply Yotzim and Asa to milk as well. That's what I'm saying. There's another reason why, except for the pasuk that tells us to milk. It all comes back. Again, I was trying to show you why, the question is why are milk and cheese milk? Why should not be? The answer is it's either even a higher form of both, a higher source, and also another different possibility. So not all the possibilities work according to everybody. Right? So it's not all. You had a question before? Did I answer it? Yeah, no, it's okay. So anyway, that's what comes out. Again, the achronim above it, it's not really exactly even a high, but it's like even a high. Maybe it's Yotzim HaAsur, but maybe it's not Yotzim HaAsur, because Yotzim HaAsur doesn't apply to Mr. Asay, or it's the mother is alive, it's Asar al Sefer Menachai, and I, there's no Sefer Menachai to actually cut off the Eber, yeah, but in terms of the Yisr is already Chal, that's terrible policy. And therefore, Chal of Yisr Dina Behem Asar. The milk has the same status as the animal, it should be Asar. Amashwalan, the Pasuk in our parasha, right, it's also, but you got it. Again, so when I ask the question, why is milk kosher? The answer is because of the pasuk. But you ask, well, why shouldn't it? Now we see why it shouldn't be. That's why we need the pasuk. Well, halacha l'maisa, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Siman Pei Aleph, that's the Pei. Or may Ragli behem v'chayat harav. We'll point to now in a second. But cholav, or may cholav shen mutter. Okay, the kosher milk, the kosher animal, the milk is mutter. And then it says also, who adin l'may may cholav shalahem. The yesh misha osir b'zeh. The may may cholav is the following. When you have milk, so milk is a combination of different things. When you separate, let's say you make milk into cheese when it comes to neck or into cream, there's still some liquid that's left after, right? That's the purge in a way, right? Back to the little misfunction, right? Purge away. All right, so there's liquid that's left over after the processing. That's according to something called may may cholav. So there is an opinion that may, or the Gemara has the Chazal, the Gemara has this called the Tiyuva de Chalva. The Tiyuva de Chalva. It's a liquid after the milk has been processed, left over. Some want to ask for that, and basically they say that's mutter also. And what's also the further removed step. So let's see, the Taz writes in Zion, here's the May Chalav. The Haina La'achar Shebishla on the Tiyuva. The Hosman Ocha Asaf Lamala. It's the liquid that, the cream rather, rises to the top, right? The part that you want. Okay, whatever's left, the leftover liquid, that might be a problem. Why? Because basically we said, milk itself is a chiddush. So the chiddush applies only to what? To the milk. But to the liquid is afterwards, we're back to whatever the issue is, even a high, whatever the issue happens to be. Okay? I know, but it's not really a milk. It's a different it's a byproduct. It's a different. So Lamaita, again, but he's just trying to explain the sheep to the ass.
Okay, but if we're upset, he came with what?
Why? Yeah, right.
The monitor itself.
The general right. Okay, that's what it looks like. Right, okay.
Reality,
right, that's just that's what it looks like, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, that these kind of things are okay. The Shach explains as well, it's about your vase, okay, the Mechol, he calls the two with a color, and then the Mechol is a step removed, and again, it goes through the process, okay, and and he says, because this same question, Shach pointed out, this same question comes up when we talk about Bas of the Cholav. Okay, when it comes out Bas of the Cholav, the Isser of Bas of the Cholav. So where does this liquid leftover fit in the Isser of Bas of the Cholav? Is that okay with me? Is that not called milk? If it's not called milk, so it's a chumra, but maybe, you know, how far do we take it? So he says, maybe it only goes to Hashem to be Bachalei Bimo, right? Anyway, so he says that the Shach says that according to that shita, it could be called milk for bus with color purpose or not. For this purpose, okay, a technical question. Aruch HaShulchan summarizes what six there it is in Pei Aleph six that says Zion there. But a simcha so the God may make color mutter, alpha God didn't be so bus with color, ain't it color? Okay, that's called Los Hashem, the Bibachayim includes everything that's in the mother's milk. And this might not include everything, only color. But notice it's in the robe of the postkin are makers. Okay. So that's in terms of milk. All right, so again, I didn't go into the Chol Yisrael issue at all. That's a different issue here. But now we have to understand why milk should be mutter, why we might have thought that it's mutter. So it turns out that milk is mutter. What is mutter? What about cheese? So here we find the following. The Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, Chof Tes Mem Beis, 27.
What's the number? 40.
Avodah Zarah is next, I guess. Okay.
Okay.
Shul is 100%. But anyway, what is our Chof Tes Mem Beis? So this is a Mishnah. It's a long Mishnah. The middle of the Mishnah says as follows. Hamurya is fish oil. Okay? Hamurya is ugvina beis unaiki shall ofek b'chof. A certain type of cheese, the beis unaiki, Rashi says, beis unaiki shem hatzfar, like the village, the town, whatever. Okay? So it says, asurin, these items are asur and isur isurano. They're asur not only eating, but also Hanah Dibra Meir. A Chomrein is Yisra'anah. No, they're not also Hanah, they're only also Ba'achiri. Okay. Omer Yehuda, Shah Rabbi Shmuel as Rabbi Yeshua Kishu Malcha Medarek. One time, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua were traveling someplace, and Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua a question. Omer Lo, Gwinas of the Chachamim. What's the proper cheese of a non-Jew? What was cheese? Gwinas of the Chachamim. Cheese by the fact of a non-Jew. What should be the problem? Okay. Now, Rashi writes, he says, Rashi says only if, according to the Rabbanan, who said that it's also b'achil and not b'hano. Okay, the Meiri, which I've written in school 30, says, no, the Shah is according to both, because even the mayor only asked the b'hano, the Gvina states, Nike, but other places, it's fine, whoever the Kashi against, what's the reason? So Amar lo, they say, Shema midin osu of the Kever Shalmaveir. Midin osu of the Kever Shalmaveir. The way you make cheese is you add an enzyme called rennet, which comes from inside of a cow, one of the stomachs of the cow. Alright, well, could be, okay, we'll see here in a second. Okay? You add this enzyme, this rennet, and the concern was that for the guy, he's going to take the rennet from a non, from the develop, an animal who doesn't check it properly, right? Going to check. Okay? They kill the animal. They kill animals. It's not a kosher treatment. They're going to take from a nevela, perhaps, and therefore they're going to add that rennet from the non-shechted animal into the milk, and they're going to make cheese that way. So now I don't eat it. That was the concern. Now the Mishnah has that he asked several kashas, and Yeshua didn't accept that answer. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeshua asked Yeshua. Yeshua didn't accept that answer. He said, "Yeah, but this, but that." So finally, he feels the dover acher. So Yeshua changed the subject. I'm sorry, Yeshua changed the subject. He was tired of discussing this matter, kept shepherding with kashas. So he changed the subject, and Yeshua said, "Oh, Yeshua, let me ask you a question. Hey, Chatzav Kore, how do you read the following pasuk in Hashir? Is the pasuk read Kitovim Dodecha Miayin?" Rashi says, "Dodecha Loshem Zochar, O Kitovim Dodayich Miayin." Dod is beloved. Is it your beloved Loshem Zochar or Loshem Kevah? Is it Dodecha Miayin? Again, in the Kalasis of Baal, the Kiriti is Dodecha or Dodayich. So he asked, "How do you read the pasuk? Dodecha or Dodayich?" So Amalo Kitovim, he said, "Loshem Kevah." Kitovim Dodayich. Amalo, I never can. I'll think it's true. For Chaver Ma'ar or the Reach Shmonecha Tovim. The other half of the pasuk, he knew it was Shmonecha. So it's the Lashon Zohar. Okay. It's a very unusual discussion. It's a Mishnah. He's asking Kashas about the Kashas, and he's to change the subject. We'll have to see what's going on there. Okay? Now, the Gemara has, okay, I think the Rashi needs to look, and as I said before, Rashi, on the Dalman base, maybe I'll just give a take to Nike. There's only a Kasha coin for Rav Meir, and it's everybody. Okay. We said it before, but let's take a look now at 31. Avodazara Lamed Hey Amad Aleph. Far a few pages later, he sealed the davar achim. Change the subject. My key tovim the decham yain. He also did Amra Knesset. What's going on in that pasuk Shir Hashirim? We all know that Shir Hashirim is allegoric, right? It's not meant to be literally. Discussion between the young man and his beloved. It's supposed to be after Baruch and Klal Yisrael back and forth, right? So Amra Knesset is next with Bocher Baruch Shalom. Arevim alai divrei dodecha yosef yena shofar. Kitovim dodecha is a drosha. It wasn't an accident that Yishmael brought up. I'm sorry, Yishmael brought up. I asked Yishmael about that part. It was intentional. It was on the matter. He said, Arevim alai divrei dodecha yosef yena shofar. I love this, as Rashi says, very true. Divrei sofer. The Rabbanan. The rabbi, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beloved, right? The Shomer HaMistorah. The Baruch Hu loves him even more. Miyena shofar, Rashi. Miyena ikur parish b'sad. The Baruch Hu loves the interpretation of the Rabbanan more even than the Torah itself. Okay, and that's what. So anyway, so my shna high quote the shaila says the Gemara back. Why did he bring up this pasuk? Amishu pasuk, Tamishu ani. They raise to the court. Moshe shaken the shikas field. Not asking somebody casually about why they uttered the cheese of a goy. Okay. By time of Omar Ula became Rishmore, I was Zera Chadoshi Amosak. It was Zera that stopped shepherding. In other words, basically what he's answering is, I bring up that pasuk, Tony Akash Baruch Hu loves the decisions and the rulings of the Chachamim, and basically what Rishmore was telling Rishmore was, It was examined, Rabbanan, and that's it. So leave me alone. Okay, they were Rabbanan, made it there. Okay? Okay, so that's nice. Well, what's the reason that Rabbanan is there? And the Rishul wasn't wrong in asking. Rishul said, Rishul wasn't wrong in asking. But the Rishul said, listen, that's the Pasuk, holding the death, the Pasuk loved it, but the Pasuk made decisions. The kid had made a decision to act as a cheese of a non-Jew, to accept it and stop asking somebody else. So that's basically what's going on by quoting that Pasuk. But the Gemara, Gemara wants to know, the Rabbanan didn't just make up theirs, but they must have a reason for it. So the Gemara has a number of different things, and one of them is that ruling of Shmuel, 33, on Lamed Hamad Aleph, who Shmuel Omar, Mishamamino Sabbe, or Kevas Nevela. That is a difference. That was a difference. The Mishnah said Kevas Nevela, here it's an or Kevas Nevela. The Mishnah said was that they took the rennet out and added it to the vat of milk or whatever. Now that you might have thought that that's exactly that mutter because this rennet is something it's not meat, it's not from it's just enzyme, right? But here the concern is mavinos of the or kavas nevela. They would actually have the milk sitting in, okay, or the or kavas actually meat, the actual flesh of the animal, okay, not just the enzyme. Josh says on top of the next page 34, I don't know what the or kavas nevela, the or lav kirshahu. That's not just stuff that's been removed. That's actual the meat of the non-kosher animal. Therefore, the non-kosher animal, it's a kosher species, but it's available. Okay, and it's author. Now, I have to mention as follows. There's no concern, okay, and it happens to be that the milk, but the Chazal assumed that milk from a non-kosher mammal, other than that, can't really be made into cheese. The milk is thinner and so on, it's a different texture and so on. So there's no concern, like by we have a concern, and the Halabi soil issue is that let's say there's an animal, there is animal milk, pig milk, and so on. Other mammals obviously produce milk by the cow. The whole concern of Halabi soil was how do I know when I'm buying a part of milk? Maybe it's animal milk. Maybe. So that's the famous tuber of Moshe Feinstein here, the Frank others. It was said that in America, anyway, the law of the land is not allowed to sell as milk something which is other than cow milk unless you label it accordingly. You can get it's got to say it on the box. Okay, if it says milk, it's got to be cow milk. Okay, that's the rule in America. What you find to say? Therefore, no milk manufacturer is going to want to play around because the FDA finds it, it's going to lose its pipe, lose its business, etc. We can rely on that. Now, I have to say, that's not true. You have to know where you are traveling around the world. That may not be true in other countries. You have to know where you are in a particular country. I remember one time I thought somebody said, I don't know what the rules are there. You know, so it could be that those countries don't have the rules. Okay, huh? Promotion said in the United States, we have to know what you have to check out. Every country don't have to check it out. So, right. Now, somebody told me that the European Union, the EU, has the same rule. Someone told me the vacation not that long ago in Spain, and it was told by the rabbi in the school there, if it's milk that, you know, it comes from the EU or whatever, the European Union, then it's okay because they have the same rule. But other than that, he said, don't drink the milk because Spain doesn't have the same. You have to check it wherever you go. You have to check that out. But anyway, that's in terms of milk. In terms of cheese, that's not a problem because the texture of milk or the nature of milk from a non-kosher animal doesn't coagulate the same way and the cheese. But again, we're talking here about an availer. The animal wasn't checked properly. So Tosis answered a very simple question, 35. Says, wait a second. If the concern is that you're making the cheese out of rennet that comes from a, you know, availer, and therefore, you know, it affects the kosher, right? If that's your concern, they ask Tosis, you tell them, why you're an availer? Feel shoot and obvious, so we should both recall. The left hand was slaughtered. It was a kosher was slaughtered 100% properly. You still shouldn't be able to make some cheese out of it because if you're concerned about the skin, you know, the skin of the stomach lining, you know, the lining of the stomach of the animal, typically it was not shechted, so it's an available true. But if it was shechted, it's a possible cause problem. Yeah, well, not the rennet itself, but the skin, the caper, the lining. The stomach of the animal is meat. It is meat. It is. Okay. What they usually did was you had a vat of milk. Yeah. Right. What they sometimes do is when I'm told them, they have like a vat of milk and they toss in this thing and it sits there and acts on it, makes it into cheese. Right. So therefore, so it tells us, wait a minute, it doesn't make it, shouldn't only be a problem with the veil, it should be a problem with shkuta also. The Yeshlomai, the doctor not going to veil, the odd ikabe isur doraita. The Gemara was concerned about the veil because it's a doraita. Of the shkuta, you just said, vos luchol leki isur doraita, it's going to be telling who. Okay, vos luchol, remember, the doraita level is only utter, it's cooked together, vos tevashol gadiba, no, it's cooked. Here it's cold, and it's cold, right? So therefore, and now it's also the Rabbanan, we're not allowed to eat the cold milk with meat either. But at the point where I was at the problem, let's say with less than that. Okay, so anyway, the Ulka would come from, and is the element of Rabbanan. So it's Rabbanan, that's what he spoke about in the Vela. And now, the answer of Shmuel, that this is the issue, is what's accepted by the Rif and others. I printed the Rif full of Mephes and pages that Shmuel's rule is that his mom of came with the Vela. So the Ran, okay, and Ran of Hosdori, you give him an olive, so he'll give him a face to the rib. The Ran first explains why, he's an important point, by the way. He said, why did Dr. Rabbi Yeshua push off the Shmuel to go in for a guy? You know, what was that about? So, first of all, the Ran says, he disguised me, first to another Gemara, he said, he disguised me, there is a Myra, Marav, Lo Maglu Tama, and Lavosa Tracy Yarfishal. They often, and the Rabbana made it there, they didn't reveal the reason until a year later. Okay, or sometime later. Why? Because Zilma Iki in his own establishment. There's always going to be people, oh, that's why. What do you mean? Oh, God, come up with his own story. Why? It doesn't apply. Okay. They made a rule. They waited until it was promulgated and was accepted. Then you can talk about the results of people. You know, because that's what people think. The truth is the famous story of time. It was very analytical. So one time he had a Shaila, important Shaila was in. So he sent it to this upon a perspective of the Zelador. That's not a post-it, I thought. So the story is that the time sent the Shiloh to this opponent, and he said, when you send back, just tell me, Usher or Mutter. Don't give me any reason. Because whatever reason you give me, I'm going to slug up the reason. I said, just tell me, I want to know what you think. Is it Usher or it's Mutter? No swear. Right? Because, you know, when they start with swears, you can analyze it. I hear. So therefore, that's exactly what the Ran says here. That's why they didn't publicize it. Okay. Now, look at the second paragraph. And then the Hiksha Harav will be hosted by Lady. That's the Rimagash. If you don't say the Lady is Magash, Rimagash was the Rebbe of the Rambam's father, Rabbeinu Maimon. Rambam's Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon. Rabbeinu Maimon, I think the Rambam met him as a young man. But anyway, the Rimagash, Shuvah was the Rimagash. He was the father, again, he was the Rebbe of the Rambam's father. So Hiksha Harav will be hosted by Lady. Love and love, maybe this one of those who are carrying the Mela. If you look, Sharon, Tommy, look, Shuvah, supposed to follow. I said, furthermore, one second, what's the problem? Let's assume for a second that it is this meat of an avela. Okay? Still, does it give off flavor? Right? Usually we assume that when it comes to isurim, it has to be known in time, it has to be flavor. The suhechim is the mechaldu. The dame kvela, let somebody taste it. Right? Let's let an expert taste it. And see if it's known in time. Okay? So, what he says, that's what he brings up, what's called the Dabar Hamami. And in Hanami, usually we only ask for something that gives off flavor. But when it's used as a mamad, ukumi kamukim, there's no bittul. Usually it's bittul b'shisha, there's no flavor, right? It doesn't give off any flavor. But when you use as a mamad here, this thing is used to create the cheese. It's not some mixture of flavor. This is creating it. You know, in a certain sense, as some learned of Ramamad, it means that it's not bustle because it doesn't exist. You can't taste it. But you can, you know, right, usually in something to exist in halacha has to be tasted, a mixture has to be tasted, you have to taste it. But Dabar HaMamid, when a mamish makes the item, it doesn't have to be, it exists even without tasting it, that's the idea. So, and then he says in Vosu Mechalov, he mentions the answer we had like that in Moses, okay? And he gives another answer. He goes, I will arrive at the end. He quotes the Ran, Anything to do with the Doi, even if it's not those same time. Different there. That's what they're writing. The Ben Ibn Shon quotes more or less the same. I'm not going to read inside. You have to hold on. The Torah is a bias for our score. The Torah is our bias. Gimel Sharabab quotes the same thing. You look at the fourth line towards the end. The Hiksharab Yosef and Megash is the Megash. Okay, he raises the cash, he gives his carrot, he gives the rival's carrot, that's why it's not supposed to call, it's going to Rabbanon, okay, and it's not Osin Tom because they were Machmir by Dorsha Nochrin. The Chidush Ramban, there, Rabbi Zohar, Lamed Hey, Amad Aleph, also the same, Yosef and Megash, the same thing. Okay, let's turn the page over to the Ritva. send the name to somebody else. In the short book, there and above the girl, I'm a Hebel Aleph, and they should not need them. Also, our care to tell, Hixar, Aim, Zala, Philbar, Kevin, Shukas, also a problem. I don't know who the Aim is, but the same Kasha. Yeah, that's usually the right thing. But we saw this as a Rebbe Gash. But come here, thank you, you're not the same question, right? Say for your Aim, okay? Figures that character, Zavar, Ukume Mukum, that's what we call Mamed. Zavar Mamed, and he quotes the writer saying the same idea. Okay. Now the question is as follows. Okay. The question is as follows. All right. So the cheese is it can be a problem because of this. This it may come from it may have the enzyme, the rennet may be used from an animal or something. Okay. The problem is the question is even those days still about rennet. There's other ways to get the milk to coagulate. So plant derivatives that can accomplish the same thing. Okay. And it's a matter of acid. Acidifies the milk, make it coagulate at a certain temperature. I mean, I was reading about it. There's different ways to make cheese. You don't necessarily need rennet. So the question is both points out that in a Bodo Zola, I'm a Hebel, I'll do my soap, Kato. Post them in the common others. The Gan, the Harbe, and the Kamos, Yesha, of the Kam, the Shamarino, some of the Prochin. Prochin, little flowers. I don't even know flowers. So it's not a plant, thistles, whatever. Okay, the gam gaone narvona hitira also in common mitama shemamnitim also the prophet. So the Tosfos quotes the gaone narvona, these common components, were matir cheese made by a goy when you know that the practice there is not to use rennet at all. They don't use the enzyme from any animal. They make it with plants or whatever. Okay, the prophet. Now, we have been kamenu shemamnitim keva, here they do it with the keva. It's omah harav. Reben or Chaim, she is Tom Stott's letter. The Shemokim, I came in the Orav, he came to look for a different problem. You asked him before, but they had installed the molecular status. They used for 24 hours. Anyway, but at the end of the day, what I want to show them as well is that is an opinion, or an opinion, no, in our book, to assume that the whole issue doesn't apply to milk, to cheese, the whole issue of cheese by a guy doesn't apply to cheese. That would have certain applications for today. There are, I think, the appetite when it's cheese. No, I think you can get, according to this, approach about osmosis, it's not a problem because it makes sense because the zero was only on the concern. You might have read it that comes from the lining, the enzyme comes from the lining of an animal that was tested properly or whatever concern that is. Okay, maybe those are the use plant derivatives or whatever it's not a problem. The Rambam, however, he'll put something else to it. Yeah.
Right. Right. So remind him.
Say it again.
Why is the cheese, it must be, it's almost dead, it's
easier to run upon it. Right. I'm sorry, so thank you for bringing it up. Yeah, yeah. The answer is because the question, even in at least said, Tosis says, oh, what's the call of only problems are upon us? Good, but we're from business, there's our problem too. The answer is that we don't know. The whole thing was a puffy. Maybe the guy mixed in this and there. Maybe, the whole concern of the guy was maybe he mixed in stuff from the shechted animal. So why is it mutter? So we assume that who said it.
It's still to be in the scene of the past.
Right. That's the same thing with the bones and stuff, certain things, right. But there's no necessity in the topic, yeah. Okay, thank you. No, but also even with the guy, what's the problem with the bone also? The answer is open to nothing. But then he might have put it in the bone. The bone wasn't enough for him to make a blanket statement. You're asking even if it's not touched by a Jew. You're asking, well, completely shechted animal. Is it a bust of the color? The answer is because that's not possible. That's correct. The Kegel, I'm so sorry, yes, thank you. Thank you. Okay, now. The Rambam passed
it. Both of them.
Okay, thank you. So now let's take a look at 42. The Rambam is paragim off his. Okay. Mifnei, Zeze Yitan Adin, Shakol Cholav and Himsu Yad Akram Oskar Shema Ira Go Cholav and Himsu Yad. Well, we are talking with her. Shain, he says this what I told the boy. Shain Cholav and Himsu Yad is Gabin. Right? The milk from a non-kosher animal does not solidify or coagulate when we produce it with cheese.
Although he may have done that, but yeah. Is there any sort of still bad
Oh, what's the blood? According to that Tosis, yes. That's what Tosis says. That's what Tosis says. But, says the Rambam, Abu Bimei Chachme Mishneh Gozal Dinat Aku Ba'asim, Nishem Amido Osu Ba'or Keva Shashli Tosis Dinat Bela, In Tomar Velo Ora Keva Dabar Kotnu Agma Od V'cholam Shama V'loma Lo Yivat V'wayed In Bittu, Nishem Mamed Angrina V'ho V'dabar Osu Shehenin Hera Ako Osu Ra'i Sdabar Mamed, Alok Yudala. Rina Shem Amido Osu Aku Ba'asovim, O Bimei Peros, Somebody told me he did this. He was some kind of experiment that did it. They made cheese by adding lemon juice, very acidic, okay, at certain temperatures, the milk, and they did the same thing. So to go drop at him, I read the karma, you know, total mix are going to see a surah, check our gozu alcohol, green as akim. Bain shamidoba dover oster, bain shamidoba motor, zera, mishum shamidoba dover oster. That guess what? The Rambam says, and I guess the Mishnah explains that's a Rabbeinu from the Gaonim, not like the Chachmei Narvona. That even if it's made out of plants or whatever else, it doesn't matter. They made it Zera against cheese manufactured by non-Jew. I don't care if they made it this matter, or that one matter. It's across the board. They made it Zera. Okay, it doesn't matter. They said it's also not going to start as putting it. It's made like this, it's like that. Okay, it's a low plug. Okay, that's how the Magid Mishnah explains over there. Okay, first of all, he says the Rambam accepted that reason of Shmuel, but then he says in Lach Yudal, the second part of 44, he says, again, that's what it doesn't make a difference. Afo pichem gvina shal asum neidavar shenetza minyan. If Hachamim made a degree, and therefore it's across the board. And that's what it says as well in the Sofara, Neredes in Pei Zayin, Tzif Alas, in Hamed gvina ba'or kev skari yesh v'tam bas or surah. In Lav Muter, it goes back to Dr. Chippo's point. Okay, if you were mamid gvina ba'or kevus k'shera, then it's only asur this tam. Yesh bo tam asur. Lav Muter, otherwise it's muter, it's not meat, fine. Aval ha'mamid ba'or kevus k'shera, it's treba ba'or kevus k'shera, it's asur b'kultur. Ramos says because it's dover asur b'atmo, or mamid afil b'elof b'atmo, and so on. And the Shofar, that's the Shofar over there. And later on, it's in Kuf Tezlov, still days, Shofar Paskin, Gvina, to Ovi Kofavim, Asur, even they did it with plant derivatives, remains usher, no matter what. And the Ramor says, mainly together. Okay, that's the minig. Unless in Loba Malkum Shoma to come on. Unless you come from a community, and the Ramor covered the Chachmin of had respect for the Gonin. So if it's in that community they always ate it, it's okay to eat it also. The Pichadosh there is caught the Kotlov as well. Okay, basically, posit that.
I'll leave that.
Is it that I'm all fine.
Now, the
Tostofer and the Truva have a face, the post by somebody wants to make the he brings up something else. Okay? By the way, if you look in the. I'll come back to the Tostofer. Look at 49, the Chachma Thoth, the Chayot. And therefore, they fasted it all unless the Jew sees it. So even if you're not worried about it, it's our tummy, so it still remains awesome. Okay, finally, the Chachmas Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan both are of the opinion that it's across the board, it doesn't make a difference what it was made with, what it wasn't. You know, it doesn't matter whether there's actual rennet there, it's not actual rennet there. Us or Hakol, that's our right, that's our right. It's not Gvinas Akum, it's Chol Mecholo, okay? The apple piece of Dura, but Vadai She'en Lashul Marizer, okay? Cheese and more Chol Milk. Because even if we know for sure, like we said, Moshe Feinstein, the USDA is good enough, good, the cheese, we know for sure, okay? But Lo Plug Rabbanon, but also Kevin, since some people do it within the veil, therefore us are cold, and you can't be part of the ghetto, that's our Hashulchan rights, as well as the design, their Machmer and so on. And it remains also post-divorce. The Moshe Feinstein has an interesting shiloh relates to this because Look, he goes Moshe, your dechel base with memchet. The Indian green of the same cooked cheese. Okay, you see there 52. Okay. In the cloud, it's a good item. Hop out, kiss it, hush and puff. My was with your other daughter from Shim Schwab. Okay, the shallow thing for Shim Schwab. It's apparently cottage cheese, okay, or cottage cheese, okay, doesn't really require that much, or it's made without rennet, or it's okay, because that's very, it pops up. You don't need all that rennet and so on. And therefore, Moshe really, I went on the time that I read it, you take a look at Moshe, really wants to say that it should be mutter, and he thinks, he quotes that going in Arvona, all right, even though it wasn't, you know, it wasn't accepted, the Ramah says, I agree before, but the Ramah says, the Shach, please the Ramah and so on, so there's a question of whether, and he told her, I'm back around it, but he said it's a machlokas altogether, and therefore he talks about it with Grina Levana, Grina Levana, why don't you let a phone or see them in the first place? You're going to tell him that's a salt bomb. We know about it from the little packet. Huh?
I don't know what
it's going on the plane. I didn't need it. Right, that's what it's at. I know. Yeah. But I don't know. And then when you get the dinners on the plane, it came back to the end of the meal of the anyway. But anyway, he said it doesn't really need that much, and it coagulates by itself and so on, so there's room to be made over Moshe writes. But at the end, and not to make on altogether hetzer across the board, but look at the last few lines. Almost on a baisa, any omer is a hetzer. I will gam any mochel makilim. Okay, because there's a hetzer on it, the kaddish. Okay, both kaddish. But he says something in parson. Both those different.
Very big enough.
Almost all there. Yeah, that's a simple. I don't know. Just to finish up quickly, there are a couple other sources there that will go on others point that point to a parish of Krishna Rambam.
What does
it mean that you can't have cheese manufactured by a god, right? What's the role of a Jew? Does he have to just watch it? Does he have to take an active role?
That's the
question. So let's see. The Shofar right there in the book says, okay, as long as the Jew sees it, it's mutter. And to make sure that Taka didn't put anything he wasn't supposed to do. Okay, but others disagree with that. That's Ramah. Ramah has that kula. The Shach, as we talked about, the Behuda, the Chuvah Madur, the Yonah of Hansen, and Lama Zion, he says, again, there's room to be makel, and the Behuda like the Ramah, but as long as the Jew sees it, it's good enough. The Shach, as we talked about, not enough. The Jew has to have an active role to do something. Like Bishal Atom. He's got to turn on the fire. He's got to do something. So that's the big mafokus in the postkin. Okay, the Bira Gor quotes the Tosefta that actually compares it to Pas Stone, that is watching it is not enough, they actually have to do something. Okay.
Right.
That's the origin of the source of milk. It's milk. Sorry.
It's made by a book.
Some of that's good enough. Okay, so the Jew watches it. But others say the Jew has to take an active role. Okay, and that's kind of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in the book. So, for example, the Chachmas Adam, there, it's a Hebrew class on Zion, or Shulchan, so it's 6 years long, so I'm not going to read it out later, Eddie, but they both say that it's not enough, that actually you have to, it's preferable anyway. Rav HaShulchan is willing to make, Rav HaShulchan is making, Rav HaShulchan is willing to see it, right? But the others say, no, it's not enough if you see it, you actually have to, do access to do something. I think that in the, I think the Mashkiach, whatever, puts the rennet into the make with rennet, or whatever it is, puts it in, not much to make sure. So that's what my focus is on. But I think that at least there's some who say that, that under certain circumstances, won't be make, again, there are more make them, but who's make them, the Chachmazon is Machir, and the Rav HaShulchan seems to be Machir, certainly better, okay? The Shach is also Machir, and that's what he says at the end, look at the last two lines of the source, in 50, Rav HaShulchan writes, V'yesh l'hachma l'chatzila, l'maiseh she'yosim ha'yisrael, l'chol v'sof ha'keva. He said, do something active. But he says, Evid ain't less, so Kevin Sharov, I'm going to be still active. Okay, many people are making, again, that was at Rambam before, and this is a little bit. Anyway, so I think in the OU place, I think that we have to be active, not just watching. But anyway, that's some of the issues we raised with regard to cheese and milk. I'll show you that in a little bit.